Hi, this is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, January 30th. Okay, a couple things happened today. The producer price index came out. It did shoot up 0.5%, but it was due to a 1.7% increase in trade services. If we look at food, food costs fell 0.3%. Energy prices fell 1.4%. And then wholesale goods costs were unchanged, although wholesale service costs were up 0.8. So the details were good. You know, a lot of the trade data might be distorted by tariffs and things like that. We'll see. But at least we're getting the data now, and at least when we dig under the hood, the details are good. Kevin Warsh is the new Fed nominee. I didn't expect Trump to pull this this quickly, but maybe in between the Super Bowls, you know, this is a dead week for sports, maybe it'll get the attention he wants it to get. Warsh is a conservative pick, and he will get Senate confirmation. He's respected on both sides of the aisle, although he is conservative. He doesn't like quantitative easing. He's been a big critic of the Fed in the past. As far as how much he'll cut interest rates, you know, he has to get a consensus on the Fed. The bottom line is he can't talk about that because he has to stick to the Fed's mandate. Otherwise, he won't get confirmed. But this was a pick that calmed Wall Street down, for lack of a better word. They don't want anybody partisan at the Fed, and he will pretend not to be partisan when he's confirmed. Now, we have gold prices down sharply right now, probably a reaction to Warsh, because, you know, a lot of people think, you know, Trump's not running the economy the right way, and at least the international people do, and so they'd like to buy gold. But gold's a great buy right now, any of our gold stocks, so don't let that bother you. The reason gold's gone up so much is the central banks are buying it, because they have a lack of credibility. The Bank of Japan, the Bank of England, and even the European Central Bank are not going to be able to pay off their debt eventually. Okay, they got a lot of problems. The only other interesting thing that's going on is this Digital Services Act in Europe is causing a lot of grief. Elon Musk actually pulled X out of Europe, and he's calling for members of Europe to start seceding from the Union. There will be an election in 2027. Right now, he's trying to pick on Ireland to do this. And Ireland's a really passive country. They tend not to argue with Brussels. So I find that interesting. Italy's a lot more feisty. Under Prime Minister Meloni, they would be my pick to be our 51st state. And then, in case you didn't know, there were some separatists from Alberta that met with the State Department that really ticked off Prime Minister Carney up in Canada, and whether Alberta is going to try to succeed and become part of the United States is another matter, but usually when a province does things like that, they just get more money from Ottawa, so we'll see. Now, Carney's a net zero guy, which means no fossil fuels by 2050. No organic fertilizer, no chemical fertilizer, so that would hurt Saskatchewan, because that's the potash capital. So, it's interesting to watch all these developments, but the bottom line, earnings are working, they're great. GDP growth has been revised down to 4.2% due to the trade numbers the other day, but as soon as trade gets a little bit more balanced, we'll figure it all out, and we'll get back to our goal of 5% GDP growth, and then if we can get the real estate sector fixed, we'll hit 6% GDP growth. And the only way the real estate sector gets fixed is insurance reforms and lower interest rates. So that's it. That's what's going on for the week. We're off to a strong start this year. Don't worry about gyrations or days where we have to burp and give a little bit back. Most of our stocks are phenomenal buys on dips. So I would strongly encourage, if you haven't bought a lot of gold stocks, back up the truck today. This is Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.